لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصلاة عماد الدين فمن أقامها أقام الدين فمن تركها فقد هدم الدين أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected علماء الكرام Brothers in Islam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman. What is Iman? Ulama-e Ikram have defined it. They say that Iman is tasdeeq bil-qalb, testification or acceptance by the heart. Iqrar bil lisan, and to acknowledge that acceptance verbally. What do we acknowledge? What do we accept? Basically, iman, faith, is on the unseen. For us, more unseen. For the Sahaba, in this regard, they saw Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They even saw Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam when he should come down in the form of a sahabi. They even saw the time when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should get wahi. And the effect, the influence of wahi, divine revelation they should see upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have not seen him. We are believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have not seen. We believe in Akhirat, we have not seen Akhirat. We believe in Azab-e-Qabr, life of the grave, we have not seen. We believe in Malaika, we have not seen. We believe in the Jinnat, we have not seen. So Iman bil-Ghayb, we are believing in the unseen. And this unseen has been conveyed to us via the Qur'an al-Kareem and Nabi al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which has been recorded in the ahadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that everything is in His control. But the difference between us and Sahaba lies in conviction. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he preached to Sahaba, Sahaba was fully convinced that whatever Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying is 100% true. And without weighing the so-called pros or cons, without taking ifs and buts, without doing anything, they just acted upon it. Our problem is, and which is a major problem, that simple laws of Sharia, rules of deen, practices of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before bringing it and implementing it on our life, we question. We want to know the secret behind it, the wisdom behind it, the rationale behind it. Then we decide and we contemplate, must I act upon this or must I leave it out? Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala bin Majmaeen, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam issued an order and they immediately brought it in their life. That is why one non-Muslim observer, when he went into the camp of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a delegate, on reporting back, he said that Sahaba sit absolutely quiet with their heads down in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he issues an order, he stated that before the order is even completed, it is executed. When he made wuzu, he stated that the water coming out of the blessed limbs of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will not allow to touch the floor. Sahaba took that. They were the students of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waiting to execute the order. One is Janna and one is Manna. We know Allah Ta'ala exists. We know Allah is the giver of this. That is Janna. We know there is Akhirat. We know there is Azab-e-Kabr. We know there is Malaika who will help us in difficulty by the will of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala if our Iman is strong. We know that the forces of unseen controlled by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala can come to our aid at the times of difficulty by the permission of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We know that is Janna. But have we Manna? Have we accepted it? Has the conviction of that reached our heart? If the conviction of that has reached our heart, then respected elders, our masajid will be full at Fajr time, like how it is full during Jumat. Our masajid will be full during Fajr time, like how it is full during Eid. Our masajid will be all the time Abad. There'll be respect of the ulama. There'll be honor of deen. There'll be defense of Quran. There'll be upliftment of ahadith. There'll be implementation of law in the house. A person, when he looks at himself in the mirror, he will know he's looking at a Muslim. Today, you and I, when we look at ourselves in the mirror, what are you looking at? Men from the west, or men from the east, men from the north? Do we look like Americans or like Muslims? Do we look like the British or do we look like Muslims? Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'een executed everything of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is why the world came to their feet. Imam Shafi rahmatullahi alayhi adds one point. He says, Amal bil Jawar, that action by the limbs is part of Iman. A person, when he accepts Islam, when he accepts Tawheed al Risalat, when he accepts Quran, when he accepts Deen of Islam, then he must act upon Deen of Islam. Respected elders, our houses, or if you buy one expensive car, then you protect it, you safeguard it. The house, you will put burglar guard. And you make sure that the Uplang money is kept very safe, so that the Minister of Finance doesn't know where it is. You will make sure there is burglar guard. You will put alarm. You will put this emergency light, and you'll put one big siren, something happens. And if you want to go, then you may put very vicious dogs outside. I saw a sign lately, don't worry about the dog, the owner is worse. Now why you do this? Why? Because the thing that you're protecting is valuable. That which is valuable, you protect. That which is more valuable, you protect more. Understand that? You may have whatever you got in your house. Protection of life, protection of dignity, protection of chastity. You are protecting yourself. That no one must come and harm you. No one must come and hurt you. No one must come and injure you. No one must come and wound you. No one must come and kill you. No one must come and ambush you. No one must come and try to shoot at you. No one must enter your yard. So you protect yourself. You put burglar guards, you put alarm, you put siren, you do all those things. Why? Because you want to protect something. For Iman which is valuable, for Iman which is most valuable, for Iman which will give us Jannah, which will give us peace in the grave, for Iman which will give us salvation in this world and in the afterlife. For Iman which is most valuable, what you have done to protect. What you and I have done to protect the Iman which is most valuable. Iman, because of Iman, and Amal-e-Saliha, the conditions of a country and a locality are decided. For that Iman, what you and I have done. Why? If it is valuable, then you must protect it. And how can you protect something? By becoming good Muslims, practical Muslims, by reading Quran, making zikr, coming to the masjid, by behaving like a Muslim. But Muslim is not in the masjid, Muslim is there, in the casino. Muslim is not in the masjid, Muslim is there, in the dance hall. Muslim is cheating, Muslim is robbing, Muslim is deceiving, Muslim is transacting in interest, dealing upside down. Muslim is eating haram. Muslim is dressing haram. And then Muslim stands up to make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that the dua will not be accepted when the clothing is haram, when the food is haram. So that which is important and valuable and precious, you must protect it. That is the law of life. Similarly, the woman. Why Islam wants the woman to be covered? Why Islam wants the woman to be concealed? Why Islam wants the woman's activity to be more in the house? Why? The woman is a valuable property. Your gold, your silver, your money, you don't take it out in the street. Your gold and your silver, you do not let everybody touch it. Anybody touches your money. Does everybody touch your gold? Does everybody touch your silver? But your wife, you take it out of the house and bring it up the street. Your wife, your precious wife, you will treat her. How do you treat her? You take her out of the street and make her work. Your wife is supposed to be concealed, valuable, cared for, look after, treated well. No, you swear at her. She must be outside working for you. When you come home, you still want your food and you still want your satisfaction. Then you say, you're not performing well, she's not performing well. How the children are coming. So you want them to work inside and outside and still oppress them. Islam wants you to respect them, keep them at home, protect them, conceal them. They are valuable. Same law, that which is valuable must be concealed, that which is more valuable must be protected more. Our body, respected elders, for a good body, when you go to the doctor, you say that eat well, don't do this, don't do this. He will give you some diet and he will give you some treatment and he will tell you, look after your body. Otherwise you will become ill, you will become sick, you will have to be hospitalized, you will have to take treatment, you will have to undergo so many injections, all that. And a good doctor, we have seen that he will become angry on the patient if the patient is not following rules. Not that he does not like the patient. He likes the patient. That is why he will get angry on the patient. Our body and our soul and our iman requires spiritual food. If you do not give it spiritual food, then it will rot, it will stink, it will become, it will decay. You would not have spiritual progress. What is the food for iman? What is the food? Quran tilawat. Honestly speaking, in Ramzan we read Quran. Besides Ramzan, do we read Quran? Why cannot we just make it a time? Make it a time, respected elders. Jumma Bayan is for reformation. Jumma Bayan is that we learn something. Jumma Bayan is that we learn something and start practicing. Not that I come to entertain you. Why don't we make it that inshallah I will from today read one ruku. One ruku, come with me. I must read my one ruku. It is not difficult, respected elders. We spend hours looking at the television. We spend hours looking at who is hitting the sixes and fours. We spend hours following these things. Can we not spend few minutes read one ruku of Quran? Who reads Durud Sharif? Who makes zikr? Then you say, no, when the alim speaks, when Quran law is expounded, then my heart does not want to accept it. I just don't know how to come onto action, line of action. But you are not spiritually feeding ourselves. You make Quran tilawat, zikr, durood sharif, hamd for salat. Hazrat Maulana was explaining to us after Isha the importance of salat with jamaat. So, salat. When we hamd for salat, for that period, alhamdulillah, we are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His communion. Otherwise, we are in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Meeting brothers, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing something good, and have this rule in our life that I will not harm anybody. I will not backbite. I will not slander. I will not try to do something intentionally against someone. I will try to be good to people. When our iman is strong, we will do all these things. Then we will have everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala and Majmaheen did everything wholly, solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The war is going on. Hadar Umar radiallahu ta'ala and his side. Enemy in front, Muslims, there is fighting going on. In the thick of battle, Hadar Umar radiallahu ta'ala and who sends a messenger with a note to give Hadar Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala and who was commander in chief for that war. He hands him that letter. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu reads that letter, smiles and he calls Hazrat Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala anhu and tells him, O Sa'd, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has made you commander now. I am under you. The battle goes on for victory. Everything for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? The statement of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is true. The hypocrites even knew that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's statement is true. Abu Lahab had two sons. These two sons were married to two daughters of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although the daughters were not sent to their husbands as yet. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made proclamation of Nabuwat, Abu Lahab went to his sons and his wife went to the sons and said, you must divorce the daughters of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then you can come to our house. One son went to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I do not want your daughter. Take her back. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was heartbroken. He was grieved at this. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may Allah put one of the lions, or one of his lions, or one of his dogs. The son of Abu Lahab went to Syria on a business journey with the Quraysh. They report that when they camped on the way to Syria, then they had their caravan circle. Those who survived report a lion team circled that whole place and went through it. In the dead of the night, that lion came again, circled that place and roared. The son of Abu Lahab, kafir, mushrik, began to cry and weep and say that Muhammad's dua is going to kill me. And he went on to say, Muhammad is in Mecca, I am here going to Syria, but Muhammad's dua is going to kill me. That lion attacked that camp, jumped over all those people, came for the son of Abu Lahab, tore off his head, and went away. Those people knew the value of the statement of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The special elders request is simple. Then let us take stock of ourselves. Every week, every day, we should try to bring one more sunnah in my life. Try to become a better Muslim. How can I help people? How can I not injure people? How can I smile to people? How can I be nice to people? How can I fill the masjid? How can I help to fill the masjid? How can I respect Allah and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? I must make time for Quran. I must make time to stay away from sin. Muslim is not one who commits adultery or fornication, gambles or steals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to become good and practical Muslims. Wa akhir da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.